guys. I'm Nicholas London.
And I'm Chris Watson. And you're listening to QP Talk in the Maritime.
On overall for them. So I'm really excited to have that opportunity to be live here to do this sort of thing.
Yeah, it's going to be a great time. It's going to be a ton of fun. You know, one of the enjoyments is being able to communicate with others who are in the same position as you are and hoping to learn as much as they possibly can. So it's exciting in so many ways. And I can't even imagine, you know, you're a facilitator this week, plus you are trying to work QP Talk in the Maritimes, plus you have other business that you need to tend to. This has been one busy week for you, and it's only Tuesday.
It has been a busy week, but I can honestly say that I feel well within my elements. The labor movement is something that I take very passionately. And being here to be able to provide the education to the QP members is something that I take a great privilege in. And as you said, a facilitator. I have been a facilitator since 2017. This is my second week-long school. Last year, I was actually a participant myself, taking on learning how to become a QP organizer. So I was a participant last year.
Really?
So it's nice to be back here to be able to provide education for our members.
I think that's cool. I didn't know you were a facilitator for that long. You're really old.
I feel like it sometimes.
I thought you were younger.
When I get up out of the chair to talk, I feel it. I do.
Yeah. You are doing a lot of stewarding. I know that's been something you've been doing this week. How great is that for you to be able to sit down and talk to these activists that are coming up and they want to be more? How much joy do you get out of that, knowing that you're setting these people up for success?
To be honest, there's no greater feeling when you can see somebody who comes in that, and we have a lot of brand new people here this week that have never been to a QP week-long education. So when you see that them getting that aha moment, and you can see them learning how they're going to incorporate the education that they're learning back within their locals, it's a great feeling knowing that you're strengthening the labor movement by giving them that education. It's amazing.
Well, certainly the amount of people that are here, it is showing just how strong the labor movement is. Now, as we were saying, on Thursday, we will have a second live show right here from Moncton at the Delta. We are here all week long for all this education. We're very fortunate to be here. But before we get down to business, one of the other things I wanted to discuss with you is 1190.
Right. So we did talk about 1190 previously on our show and about them having an upcoming vote. And I do want to report that overwhelmingly, 1190 voted in favor of the ratification of that vote. So congratulations to them. It came in at 95.43%. So kudos to 1190. And again, congratulations.
Yeah, absolutely. And way to show that is solidarity. That is a nice number that shows that there were a lot of people that were excited.
Absolutely.
And we were excited when the news came out. So I think it was last Tuesday that we had said we were going to try to keep up and let everyone know. And I think the news came out the following day about it all, to be honest.
I think so.
So good for them. Exciting for everyone. The labor movement is definitely on the right path. Now, why don't we take a break? Now, we did these interviews and we put them all together. We're very excited about that. We should touch on a couple other things, but first, why don't we take our break? We'll come back. We're going to touch on a few things and then we're going to get ready to roll out these special interviews that we did today. That's what we're already rolling. But only for a second. All right, guys, we are back here and we are very excited. And well, Chris, I'm gonna tell you, we're trying to keep everything relevant to QP Education because that is our theme this week. It has been super exciting. Lots of people here. Where do you, when your day ends, I know you're exhausted, but how much of it, when you get up, are you looking forward to getting down there to facilitate? Because I know you're excited because you show it every morning and you can't wait to start.
So a typical facilitator's day isn't your normal, we begin at 9, we're done at 3, 4, whatever the time is. It is really, you know, you're down there early in the morning, setting up the room, going over, reviewing your materials, making sure all your flip charts are in order. You know, even after the day's done, you're preparing for the next day. You're creating those charts. You're reviewing your materials again because, you know, you want to make sure that you're delivering the right message to the members. So a facilitator's day can consist of many, many, many hours, but it's, you know, you get back what you put into it. So, you know, when you put those hours into it, you get it all back when, like, again, you see those aha moments from the members. So it's worth every little bit.
I know I've seen a lot of it with, like, I can speak for the class that I'm in, which is Stream 2. And, you know, people get nervous when you're interacting in groups and you're doing scenarios. But the truth of it all is, man, I didn't feel any of that. People are excited. You know what I mean? They want to be involved. They want to go through all these scenarios. And our facilitators are incredible. And they're going to see that when they go through the interview. So I don't know where you're at, but like if you want to roll that out, man, we can roll that out now if you want.
Absolutely. I will say that, you know, we didn't get a chance to interview every single facilitator here. But everybody that's here, I mean, there's never a bad thing to say about anyone. But every facilitator here is doing such a tremendous job. I've heard nothing but positive feedback. So to the ones we couldn't interview, you're doing an amazing job. Keep up the great work. The members and I and Nick and as well as all the Maritimes appreciate the efforts that you're putting forth. And the ones that we were able to interview, I hope that you all enjoy the interview.
It's awesome.
Chris Watson here, QP Talking the Maritimes, and I'm here along with my host, Nick Nunman. And I'm also here with QP Maritimes Acting Educational Rep,
Patrick Roy. How are you today, Pat?
I'm fine. Yourself?
Good. We're here at the QP Maritimes week-long school in Moncton, New Brunswick, and we just wanted to get Pat's thoughts on how it's going so far, seeing as this is his first week-long school that he's had to organize. So, Pat, tell us a little bit how it's going so far.
Oh, it's been actually going really good. We have three streams that are completely full, and we had a fourth stream that we're running at about 15 in the stream. So really impressed with the numbers we got this year. We're about 90 people.
Excellent, excellent. So how has it gone for you with the organization, thinking about how it takes so much goes into this, as we know, to be able to put this sort of thing on? Can you tell us a little bit about the preparation to do all this?
Yeah, it actually starts quite a few months in advance. I was a little shocked myself, as this being my first time organizing it. When I came into the role in November, it was already started, the planning stages. And then it was to kind of come up with a schedule that makes sense, like lining up the workshops in a proper order, and then also finding the facilitators. Because if it isn't for the facilitators, we wouldn't have these great education sessions that we have in these week-longs.
Right, right. And that's what we're here today. We're here today to talk about our facilitators and the great work that they do. We know that a lot of work goes into it, like Pat said. So that's what we're here to talk about today is our facilitators and the great work they do.
Yeah. And I guess the other thing too is, I mean, there's also people in the background that we never see, like the great admin support staff that I have in that works out of the Dalhousie office. If it wasn't for her, this would not have happened. Like, she's a major part of the team.
Right, right. And I'll just make a reference. That's Lynn Lepage?
Lynn Lepage, yeah.
Right, exactly. So, Lynn, thank you very much. Lynn knows that I do contact her quite a bit, as being a member facilitator. So we do recognize the great work that she does. Yeah. Hi, everyone. QP Talking the Maritimes here. And we are here right now with Reagan Russell from QP 2745, also a member facilitator. Reagan, how is it going?
It's going great. The energy is great. The participants seem like they're really enjoying the conference. It's going well.
Great. What kind of courses have you taught so far?
So we did financial essentials, and today we did conflict in the workplace.
Excellent, excellent. And do you know what you're teaching for the rest of the week?
I do. We're teaching bylaw essentials, leading as a team, member-to-member conflict. Think I'm forgetting one, but... Oh, yes. Duty to fair representation. That will be on Friday, last day.
Everybody's favorite, DFR.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. How long have you been a member facilitator for?
This is my third year.
This is your third year? Yeah. Okay. Have you ever done a QP Weeklong before?
This is my third year.
This is your third year for doing QP Weeklong as well? Excellent. Yes. Okay. Do you notice any differences between year to year?
Definitely just, well, I guess the differences would be just meeting the new people, really. But it always seems to go really well. Everybody seems super engaged. They always leave feeling that they learn more than what they came here with. So I think that's really the end goal. And it makes us feel like we're doing the job well.
Excellent. So you can see like a repetitive pattern and people coming back year to year and getting that much more knowledge and having much more to say.
Yeah. And actually members look forward to seeing what the schedule is and hoping to be able to attend every year. So that's definitely an impact on everybody here and doing a good job and them wanting to come back for sure.
Excellent. Well, like you said, this is Reagan and I'm Chris and that's Nick. And we want to thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hey guys, I'm Nick from QP Talking to Maritimes. I'm here with Ryan Wentworth. Ryan, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Ryan is here as a facilitator for the week-long QP education. First time ever. Ryan, how has the experience been this far?
It's been really good so far. Really, you know, really happy to be here and be facilitating for the members. The members are, you know, they're quite excited to be here and they're quite hungry to get this education. It's been a really good experience so far.
Nice. What have been some of the courses that you're teaching?
Yeah, so we're in Stream 1, and that's our steward learning series. So we're really taking them through the basics of how to be a job or shop steward, depending on what your local does call it. So really going through the basics of trying to, you know, how do you represent your members, filling out grievances, harassment in the workplace, all those really great topics that stewards need to know and learn.
Is this something you could see yourself doing for a long time, education?
Yeah, actually, to be honest, so where it is my first time, I wasn't quite sure how it was going to go, but it's been a really positive experience, and I think I'd definitely like to do this again. I mean, it seems to be a yearly week-long school, so I'll probably sign up again for next year as well.
Well, I definitely want to cover the fact that you're actually doing this with Mr. Chris Watson. So how's it been having to share with Chris?
It's actually been really good. So there's three facilitators. I was the extra just where it's my first year. But Chris and our other co-facilitator, Michelle Amon, another QP servicing representative, it's been really good. There's been a lot of good trade-offs and just, you know, just working with the members all together. And it's been a good help.
Where are you coming from as far as what local?
So I come from QP Local 1866, WorkSafe New Brunswick. So I just came on staff actually recently in January. But before that, I was with WorkSafe. Probably a little bit biased there, but definitely the best local around, I would say.
I love it. Great attitude. But again, I do want to say thank you for taking the time to come on the show.
No problem. Thank you.
All right.
Chris here with QP Talk in the Maritimes, along with my host, Nick. And we are here with Chrissy Pascon, another co-facilitator here at the QP Maritimes week-long school. Chrissy, can you tell us how it's going so far?
Awesome. It always goes awesome.
It always goes awesome in Chrissy's class. What courses have you taught so far?
Financial essentials. We're doing some conflict in the workplace, mediating member-to-member conflict, some bylaw essentials, just a little bit of a mixture, some leadership courses.
Excellent. Now, I know I've had the pleasure of facilitating alongside you before, so I know you're doing a great job. But tell us so far, what's the feel coming out of your classroom?
A lot of knowledge, quite a widespread of different locals, a lot of years of experience. And then we have some new members. I'm learning as I go, just the same as they are. So it's been great. It's been awesome.
And that's one of the things, honestly, about QP facilitation. As a facilitator, we do have materials and things. So we know kind of what we have to present. But like Chrissy said, when you have that knowledge in the room, we learn as facilitators as well. So it's very important to recognize the different strengths in the room. we do have a lot of new people. Like you said, there are some new people in the classes. And that's one thing that we noticed in the very first night when we had our opening plenary session was the amount of new people in the room. What's the feedback been so far from the newer participants? How do you feel that they're perceiving the information?
I feel like a lot, well, the majority that are new in our classes this week, they're just absorbing what they can. They're really eager to move forward. They're excited. Some have only been on the executive for a week. Some have only been on the executive for a day, and some are just looking to be on the executive. So it's been really good. They're just want more education. So they're really engaged. It's awesome. It's just awesome.
Right. And that's what we want as facilitators ultimately, right? At the end of the week, we want a stronger membership. And the only way to do that is by education. Yeah. And that's one of the things that we promote here at QP in Talk in the Maritimes is education and member engagement. Yep. So thank you, Chrissy.
You're welcome.
Hi, everyone. Chris Watson here, along with my host, Nick. And we are here with Serge Plood, Second Vice President for QP New Brunswick, and also this week, a member facilitator here at the QP Maritimes week-long education school. Serge, can you tell us how it's going so far in your classes?
So far, it's going very well. A lot of participation, and so far, it's a really great course. So, en français, présentement, ça va vraiment bien. Il y a beaucoup de participation dans la formation, puis beaucoup d'outils de travail.
What kind of courses are you doing over in your, I know there's different sessions where we have financial sessions, we have Stewart Learning sessions. What kind of sessions are taking place over in your area?
C'est aussi les mêmes formations qu'on a présentement, la session sur l'agent financier, aussi des résolutions de conflits. So the same that you have also conflict resolution and financial.
Okay. What kind of classes, how many members in your class? I know we have different participants in the class and we have different amounts. Is there a fair amount of participation in your class?
In our francophone class, we're 24. Nous sommes 24 membres francophones dans notre class.
Okay, so a good size class. How many newer participants? I know when we had an opener plenary session, there was quite a few members that were newer here. Is there a lot of newer members in your class that have never been to an education before?
Dans l'éducation française, je dirais environ dizaine de nouveaux participants. So 10 new members participated around as a francophone.
Okay. And what's the overall feeling for them so far? Do you think they're feeling overwhelmed? Do you think they're getting a lot of information? What's your feel for them overall based on the last couple of days?
Based on what they said in their evaluation at the end, it seemed that they learn a lot and really get some good tools. So, jusqu'à présent, avec les choses qu'ils apprennent dans notre formation, ils apprennent beaucoup puis ils ont beaucoup d'outils à retourner avec les membres. Ça leur permet vraiment de s'éduquer puis qu'ils sont fiers de la formation.
Excellent. And that's one thing that we've been hearing across all the different rooms is about the newer members that have been to educations or haven't been to educations before is the amount of knowledge that they're really getting out of this. What are you hoping for the rest of the week for an outcome?
So what I'm hoping is still like continue and learning and all that and continue to participate, and that's great. And also we still have 2 days and a half to go, and hopefully everything will go well. So l'important c'est de continuer, que les membres continuent à s'éduquer, puis que ça va continuer dans le même sens, que ça va bien, puis qu'ils sont fiers de la formation des 2 jours et demi qui s'en vient.
Okay. And if you had one takeaway for yourself for this week, what would it be?
One takeaway is very like proud of the members, and we know that education is the tool of it. So vraiment être fier des membres, puis l'éducation est un gros outil pour nous.
Okay, and if you wanted members to have one takeaway for the week, what would it be?
Don't forget that they don't know everything, and they need just to realize that education is the power. Se rappeler que les membres peuvent pas tout savoir, puis qu'on est là, puis que l'éducation a un gros pouvoir.
Perfect. All right, thank you. And again, here with Serge Plood, Second Vice President, QP New Brunswick. Thank you, Serge.
Thank you, Serge.
Welcome. Thank you.
All right, and we are back here on QP Talk in the Maritimes. Chris, that was a great list of interviews right there.
Yeah, no, I couldn't have been happier with how that turned out. And as you can hear from across the theme around that, everybody's learning a lot, and the newer members that are here are gaining a lot of knowledge, and that's huge.
It is huge, and it's important. You know, the next generation, the people who are going to help lead CUPE, you know, for years and years to come, this is it right here. This is where it's all going to start for them here. And, you know, you couldn't write a better beginning to something as extraordinary as this.
Absolutely. And, you know, when we talked about activism and you see how much knowledge everybody's getting here, it can only lead to future activism, right?
You know, absolutely.
I think, you know, hey, we got a federal election coming up. There's going to be a call to talk to MPs and everything else. So, yep. You know, we're going to be discussing that, I'm sure, in future episodes. You know, so when you can see the amount of participation in the classrooms, you can start to see people coming out of their shells a little bit more and getting comfortable having those discussions and being an active participant.
Absolutely. And that is the name of the game. I mean, activism will start with you, and then you're going to pass that down. And the more you do that, it's only going to grow stronger and stronger. And that's what we need here in CUPE in the Maritimes. It's what we need for CUPE all over Canada, is that strong will for the labor movement and for the positive outcomes. And, you know, with that comes a lot of responsibility.
Absolutely. And this is where it all starts, right, is during the education process. I remember I took my first course, and I think it was the Intro to Stewarding. You know, we get certificates and everything for those courses. But shortly thereafter, I was able to become a member facilitator. So I don't, unfortunately, have too many of those certificates. Taught a lot of the courses, have a lot of knowledge on it, but no certificates. And that's okay.
You were my very first facilitator when I took stewarding, wasn't it?
I don't remember what course it was. All I know is I remember picking on you in the course a little bit and getting you to come out of your shell. And here you are now. Look at you.
Oh, yeah.
CUPE Maritimes week-long education.
Right? It is a great place. This is where it's happening right now, right here in Moncton. This is where, you know, it's all beginning. And this is where relationships are made, networking is done, and when you can get together with everyone that shares the same passion, that is incredible.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, it's nice to see in the classrooms when you're hearing the different dynamics from the different sectors and people talking about their collective agreements and what's in here and what's, you know, where do we find this? And you see people, you know, navigating through those collective agreements and finding articles that they're, you know, familiar with, but they're becoming more familiar with because of this education. It's just awesome.
It is. And, you know, with Thursday right around the corner, and we've got all this stuff that we're excited about, talking with a lot of the participants that are here, and then a certain someone who I don't want to say the name because anything can happen between now and then, or maybe if something came up, they'd have to leave, which is understandable. But hopefully this individual gets to sit down with us and chat, because I'm looking forward to it. But anything can happen, so you don't want to just start saying names and then it not all come to fruition. So let's hope. You know, I love interviewing people. It's kind of what I do. Now I have a co-host who does it with me, and he loves it as much as I do. So it's a lot of fun. I have no issue with us wrapping this show up. It's been a great episode. You know, we let everyone know what we're doing. We'll be back here on Thursday night, Chris, and we're going to do it all over again.
Absolutely. You know, I was really excited tonight to kind of showcase the facilitators because, like I said, the facilitators do a lot of work. There's a lot of prep that goes into it. And it's nice to just showcase them a little bit and give them a little bit of appreciation as well.
Absolutely. Now, everyone knows that you like to leave the show on a quote, and I would be wrong if I took it from you. I did have a quote, though.
You did.
I had a great quote for tonight. I mean, it was top notch. But I'm not going to say it because it's your moment.
All right. So one of the things, obviously, this is an educational week. So when we're talking about the quote, I felt it'd be appropriate this week to give a quote from Nelson Mandela, who famously said, "It is most powerful weapon which education, sorry, is the most powerful weapon which you can use to change the world." He believed that education was central to human success and empowerment. For those who aren't familiar with who Nelson Mandela was, he was an activist who spent 27 years in prison. And he believed that education could help people rise above their circumstances and achieve success. He also believed that education was central to other human endeavors. So that is from the late Nelson Mandela.
Awesome. Thank you.